Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 179. And today I'm going to answer the question, how I would start from scratch if I were just getting going in network marketing. I was recently interviewed on Simon Chan's podcast, and that will be in the show notes, jackieelmer.com/179, the link to that. And that's one of the questions that he asked is how I would start over. And now today, with the experience that I have and all that kind of thing, I have a whole different way that I would get started. And I want to share that with you because whether you're just getting started or doing a redo, you can get this going at any time in your business. So stay tuned. That's what's on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello again from Jackie Almer, and welcome to the Profit in Your PJs podcast. I do love sharing tips and nuggets and different ideas and strategies for building a successful direct sales business, sharing the new ideas that I'm learning and that type thing. If you have a question for the show, you can send me a tweet at Jackie Almer and just ask it. You can use the hashtag #JackieElmer or #JackieElmer or #AskJackie, and I will get it answered here on a podcast and give you a shout out as well. Or you can go to jackieelmer.com/question and ask it there using my little SpeakPipe application, and you'll get to hear your voice live on the podcast too, and that's kind of fun. Inner Circle coaching program's open. If you're looking for coaching to take your direct sales business to the next level, you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, and I would love to help get you on the right track. I don't know what your struggles may be. Maybe it's mindset, maybe it's just developing a system, maybe it's leadership, maybe it's working with the team. Whatever it is, we can get you out of the rut and well on your way. Sometimes it only takes a couple sessions. Sometimes it takes more than that. But we'll work together to customize a coaching program that fits for you. There's a little questionnaire there you can fill out if you'd like to schedule time with me to do a quick consultation, 15-minute consultation. We can do that too. Just fill out that form and I will get back with you and we'll schedule a time to hop on the phone or hop on Skype and get your questions answered. Okay, so as I mentioned, the topic of today's show is how I would start from scratch if I were just getting started today, but had the knowledge that I know. Because here's the thing, even if you're just getting started and you don't have the same knowledge that I have or your upline or anybody who's been in the profession for a while, we can really help to shortcut it by telling you, here's the way it is. Here are the things that you're going to make up for yourself, and here's the reality of the way it goes. And let us help you get your business launched in a much quicker fashion, much more successfully, by allowing us to help you sidestep those potholes in the road. Okay, so here's what I would do if I were just starting over. First thing I would do is I would develop my product story. Okay, I would really work to develop my product story. Now, that doesn't mean that I would wait till I have a total product story before I get started in my business, because we know that ignorance on fire can be amazing, you know, definitely. So you don't want to wait too long for that. But having a strong product story that you can then share with others can be very helpful in getting the business launched. From that product story, then I would take that to my hot/warm market, and I would get started with a customer focus. Okay, on the last show, I talked a little bit about that. You can go back to jackieelmer.com/178, where I talk about how to focus on customers, how to use the customer focus for your hot or warm market. But I would really focus on that asking for a favor, asking for some a product story, a product testimonial, try my product or service for 30 days, give me some feedback. This is what it's going to cost you. I'm not sure what you're paying already for this service or product that you're using, but my belief is you're going to love this. If you do, fantastic. Please give me a testimonial that I can use and consider remaining my customer. If you don't, that's fantastic too. I appreciate the help and I won't ever bother you again with it. So starting with that hot market and that customer approach is really pivotal. Then you start working on your list. You really do. Your list is important. Start writing down that list and start working to reach out to people and ask them, you know, use the four questions. Again, that's referenced over in the show notes at jackyelmer.com/179. Okay, I'll have a reference to the four questions there from a previous podcast that I did. But develop that exact system that you're going to ask people and use those four questions to reach out. Then the next thing is know that success language. What are you going to say to people? Okay. Don't pick up the phone and then just start falling all over yourself about, you know, all the patents that are pending and how great this is and all that other kind of thing. It's kind of interesting. My own company just launched a new formulation of our flagship product, and it's really creating a stir. And in the company literature, you know, it goes through and talks about the proprietary blend and the international patents that are pending and all that kind of stuff. And I've seen a few people get out there on social media and work to share that. And the reality of it is that doesn't mean anything to your potential customers or, you know, team members in your business. Okay. Again, they're always asking, what's in it for me? What do I need to know? So don't get bogged down in all that. Talk about the benefit that the product offers. So in my case, it's, you know, super easy to talk about the benefit that people are going to receive from this new product, you know, if and the new formulation. And that's really it. The proof's in the pudding. People want to know what it's going to do for them. You want to share that and show that in any way that you can. So once I had my success language down, I would get very quickly into offline networking. Okay, if you're going to build this business fast, you're going to burn through your warm market list pretty quickly. And so I like to teach people to always be adding new prospects to that warm market list. And one of the best ways to do that is to get out there and get involved in networking events. Now, remember, there is a right way and a wrong way to work networking events, okay? You don't want to blast in there as the big network marketer that's going to change everybody's life through your opportunity. People are there to do business first and foremost of their own, and they're interested mostly in your products first. That doesn't mean that you won't find some people, that you won't capture some interest in your opportunity, but in most cases, when you go into a networking event, leading with your opportunity is not the way that you want to launch it. You want to start with your products, start with a genuine interest in other people and what their business is and what their products are, and, you know, develop that relationship with people so that at some point you can say, hey, listen, I'd love to get together with you for coffee. I would love to sit down and show you a little bit more about my products, my opportunity. I know you're super busy. The product, the opportunity may not be right for you, but as you're out and about networking, you know, you've got a whole list of people you know. What I offer may be right for some of the people on that list. And I would love to just share with you the way that that works. Okay, so offline networking is important. That leads me to the next one of social media and online networking. Now, first, I would tell you that, you know, reaching out through social media with the contacts that you already have is critical too. Nothing wrong with after you've got some solid rapport established with people and they know who you are and you've taken a genuine interest in them, in reaching out through social media and sending a private message, never posting on someone's wall, but sending a private message to say, hey, I have an idea I'd love to run by you. Do you have a couple minutes to watch a short video? And leave it at that. Create some curiosity with them. Wait till they come back and say, yeah, sure, what is it? And then you can say, I'm networking my business. This is what I'm looking for. I know you may be super busy, but this short little 80-second video is going to give you a little bit of insight into what I'm doing, and you may know some people who this might be right for. So that's how you work online networking with the people you already know. But as you're out and about and doing offline networking, you want to be adding people to your social media contacts, people who you really know, who you've met while you're out and about. Now, I added 4 people to my local contacts list from a networking event that I attended last night. I met them. I immediately got their business card. I went online. I friend requested them. via Facebook and I said, you know, so nice to have met you last night. It was fun networking with you. What did you enjoy most about the event? Would love to connect with you further here on social media. So you can really expand your local warm market and begin to add to your local team when you work these avenues correctly. So online social networking is a key piece of what I would use to reach out and build relationships, not just in my local area, but all over the world. Which brings me to a point. If you know people in Mexico and Germany who might be ripe for an opportunity and whatever you're currently doing doesn't fit in, I would love to connect with you and share a little bit about what I'm doing seriously is with my company because we're expanding in those areas and I do reward referrals. So keep that in mind. And that's what you can say. I mean, I'm being serious in this, but that's what you can say to people also when you reach out to them as your company's expanding and growing into other markets and that kind of thing. So online networking is a great way to build nationally and internationally without having to leave your home, at least in the early days, as you get things launched. The sixth thing really and truly is to focus on building true relationships. One of the biggest mistakes that network marketers make is that we don't often understand the long-term process that needs to be fulfilled to build that relationship to get people to do business with us, okay? We ask people one time, they say no, we think it's forever. We lose sight of the fact that over 80% of all sales happen on the fifth point of contact. So if you're only asking one time and over 80% are saying no, or in most cases 97% say no on the first approach, that's right, only 3% of sales take place, I think it's three, it's either 2 or 3% take place on that first point of contact, you're missing the boat to sign up over 80% of the people who you initially talked to, either as a customer or as a team partner. So you don't want to miss that opportunity. You do that by focusing on building true relationships, on being truly, sincerely interested in them, what they're doing, and how what you're doing might help them, might support them in some way in their life, in their business, and that kind of thing. And pay attention to timing too. I was just coaching one of my team members who was sharing that, you know, she had reached out by chat on Facebook to one of her contacts who she hadn't seen in the news feed for a while, asked how she was doing, what was going on, and then she took the time to go over and look at her news feed and realized that she just had to put her cat to sleep, put her cat down and what an awful time she was going through. So you want to stay up to speed with the people who you're reaching out to. Make sure that you're taking the time to go to their profile and see what's going on with them. What have they shared in the last 2 weeks to a month that you need to know about before you reach out and connect with those people? Okay, that's an important part. Make sure those true relationships are being built. And then, of course, you have to make the approach. Once you start building that contact list, building those relationships, at some point, you have to reach out to that person and say, you know, I'd love to share more with what I'm doing. When might be a good time that we can get together one-on-one? Or if I sent you a link to a short video, would you have time to watch it or whatever? You want to make the approach. And you can do this either directly. Maybe you've observed something that they've been sharing in their newsfeed and you're going to make a direct approach to them and say, I noticed that you mentioned XYZ. I don't know if the timing would be right. I don't know if this would be a fit for you, but I'd love to share what I'm doing and have you make that decision. Okay. And then the final piece of it, of course, is the follow-up. Once you've made the reach out to somebody, you've got to follow up with them. You've got to understand the statistics of follow-up that, again, over 80% of sales happen somewhere between the fifth and 12th point of contact. So you want to understand that it's always about their timing and not yours. So those are the steps that I would take if I were starting over from scratch. Okay, again, the show notes can be found over at jackieelmer.com/179. Go through, those four questions. A lot of different answers, different references that I made in there will be listed there in the show notes. So there you go. And I'd love to hear when you hop over there, leave me a comment. How would you start over? Or what questions do you have on any of this? I love to answer those. And a great place to put them is right over there at the blog. Of course, if you have a question for the show, you can go to jackieelmer.com/question and ask me there, or you can tweet it to me at Jackie Elmer. Let me know what your question is for the podcast, or you can certainly ask it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. That's it. Again, I love knowing where you're listening in from. So when you send that information, send me those details too. Are you walking, working out at the gym, doing dishes, going to sleep in the shower? I had to get a kick out of one of our listeners who just the other day said, I have to confess, I listen into your podcast at the shower. And I totally get it. That's when I listen too. So Katie Ritz, that shout out is for you because I, like you, listen to a lot of podcasts in the shower. Why not? All right, that's it for today's show. So until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.